Blog Talk Radio.
Days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. 8 were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham of Florida, Carl Levin of Michigan, Rockefeller, Wyden, Durbin, Evan By, John Edwards, Barbara Mikulski, Fred Thompson, plus Daniel Akaka, Evan By, Robert Bennett, Joe Biden, Jeff Fingerman, Barbara Boxer, Robert Byrd, Maria Cantwell, Gene Carnahan, Thomas Carper, Lincoln Chafee, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cochran, Ken Conrad, John Corzine, Tom Daschle, Christopher Dodd, Byron Dorgan, Dick Durbin, John Edwards, Russell Feingold, Bob Graham, Tom Harkin, Daniel Inouye, James Jeffords, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Herb Cole, Mary Landrieu, Patrick Leahy, Carl Levin, Joe Liverwurst, Mitch McConnell, Barbara Mikulski, Patty Murray, Bill Nelson, Don Rickles, Jack Reed, Rockefeller, Paul Sarbanes, Chuck Schumer, Gordon Smith, Arlen Specter, Debbie Stabenow, Fred Thompson, Robert Torricelli, John Warner, Paul Wellstone, and Ron Wyden. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Here are the flag burners in the House. Abercrombie, Ackerman, Allen, Baldwin, Barrett, Becerra, Berman, Blumeyer, Banya, Borski, Boucher, Brady, Capuano, Cardin, Carson, Clay, Clayton, Conyers, Coyne, Davis, DeFazio, Hill, Hinchy, Heffel, Hextra, Holt, Honda, Hooley, Hoya, Inslee, Israel, Jackson Lee, Johnson, Jones, Kennedy, Rhode Island, Kilpatrick, Kine, Kleska, LaFalce, Lawson, Leach, Lee, Oberstar, Obey, Alva, Pastor, Paul Payne, Pelosi, Peterson, Petrie, Rangel, Rivers, Roy Alibard, Sabo, Sanders, Sawyer, Schakowsky, Scott, Serrano, Shadeg, Shays, Slaughter, DeGente, DeJet, DeLauro, Dix, Dingle, Doggett, Dreyer, Ehlers, Engel, Eschew, Evans, Farr, Fatah, Filner, Flake, Meek, Frank, Gilchrist, Gonzalez, Greenwood, Hall, Hastings, Levin, Lewis, Lofgren, Lowy, Maloney, Markey, Matheson, Mitsui, McCarthy, McCollum, Baghdad, McDermott, McKinney, Meehan, Watt, Meeks, Miller, Mink, Moore, Moran, Nadler, Snyder, Solis, Stark, Tanner, Tauscher, Thompson, Tierney, Udall, Colorado, Udall, New Mexico, Velazquez, Visklosky, Waters, Watson, Waxman, Anthony Weasel, Wiener, Wexel, Woolsley, Wu. Did I say Nadler? Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 911 came. Hezbollah tortured Buckley PLO, killed with pride. A homeward-bound sailor shot, bloodied, he died. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole, Mogadishu in Kenya, and we lost our soul. No one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild of an airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC in prayer they were bound. Come all ye Americans and list while I sing. For love of our country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame and makes us all part of the patriot game. In Baghdad as I lie here, my body all holes. I think of the communists who bargained and sold, voted to burn my flag. They didn't have a clue. They destroyed my constitution with the ACLU. Maestro, play that tune one more time before the commies ban it. Days before 9-1-1, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. Eight were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham of Florida, Carl Levin of Michigan, Rockefeller, Wyden, Durbin, Evan By, John Edwards, Barbara Mikulski.
Yeah. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Great Spirit of America Party, I should say. You notice the big issue that the communists sidetrack everybody with is the Washington Redskin name, because according to the white eyes who serve in the Communist Party, that the red man is being insulted. Let me tell you something, sucker face. The red man is the champion, and the communists are the losers. The only reds we have to worry about are the ones that take their orders direct from Moscow. The American Indian is revered, appreciated, and imitated because he is a warrior. He is not a little sissy boy. He is a warrior. He is a pacemaker. Boy Scout troops, the straight arrows, always practice Indian survival skills, how to hunt, how to fish. Everything was taught to us by the American Indian. They gave us corn when we had nothing to eat. And the communists will come and play on the atrocities that were committed against them. But even as they do that and try and turn them against the country, like they have successfully turned many in the black community against the country, they can't get over on the Indians, because the Indians know the evil of the white communist. And they also know the divide and conquer tactic. And they will tell you, we were never slaves, we were warriors. And when I was growing up, like kids collect the baseball cards today, I used to collect Indian tribe cards. And Indians are great leaders and very brave. And I can't wait for the monument to Crazy Horse to be finished. And never forget that Indians even have a patron saint, who is Catherine Tikawitha, the Lily of the Mohawks, who was canonized in the Catholic faith. Now, when was the last time the communist had somebody canonized? Oh, I know that Bill Maher is going to be buried in the Kremlin wall along with Oliver Stone. Yeah, and the $1 million donator to Obama, Bin Laden. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. But I got to tell you something. From the Mohawk, steel walkers that can handle the heights, along with Irishmen. I was surprised to find out. I asked the steel worker one time who's working on those big girders on the skyscrapers about the Mohawks. He says, yeah, the Mohawks are there. But you know who else is there? Irish guys. You wouldn't believe it. I believe it. But anyway, in Washington State, which has gone communist, and their minds are all fogged with drugs. Somebody I know and love just bragged to me that Hawaii is almost all marijuana. Isn't that great? Well, one out of five Americans is a junkie, and half of the healthcare program is going to have to go to the money's going to have to go to rehab. And abortions, because drugs leads to abortions. You didn't know that, huh? Well, it's a great life, man, let me tell you. And did you know that cocaine is part of the chemical warfare program of the Communist Party? Oh, you didn't know that, huh? Nobody told you that when you were juicing up? Nobody told you that when you were snorting the living room floor? Yeah, schmuck, you killed yourself. Look at all these Hollywood kids, they burn out. 39 years old, the girl was on a TV today, very wealthy, made all her money in one of the Democrat trades, prostitution, pornography, yep. And she was so lit up, they had to cancel her second appearance. They held her over, but they couldn't understand a word she was saying. She's 39 years old. In about another 5 years, she'll be in a garbage pail somewhere. And then there's two young boys who were child actors, and they just came out and said they were abused, sexually abused by the others, the elders, and their elders in Hollywood. And they're drug addicts, and I think one of them is already OD'd and passed on. And now they're like 37, 38, and they're five years away from the garbage can. Yes, you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And don't believe you can handle weed, because anybody who ever OD'd started with weed. But back to the American Indians, Sacagawea was a working mom who pioneered with Lewis and Clark. And they've got a $1 coin in her honor. And once again, I'll tell you how I got on this kick. Like I told you, the baseball cards for Indians, all the different tribes, Nez Perce, Ojibwe, Osage, Blackfeet, Crow, you name them, man. Half the country is named after Indians, and they all serve, and they all serve in the toughest units. The Marines is full of Indians. Can you name the Marine that raised the flag on Iwo Jima that was an Indian? I used to know his name. I forgot it. But if you go to my website, Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com, he's there. He's dressed as an Indian with four Marines raising the flag. And the guy who painted that picture, his name is Urschel, U-R-S-C-H-E-L. And I asked him if I could use that. I didn't want to pirate it. And if I could put it on my website, and he was thrilled that I would do that. So I hope he got some business out of it, or I hope he gets some business out of it. And the song you heard sung by American Indians, I think they're Apaches. They could be Navajo. It's on an album and that I have floating around here somewhere. And one of the songs is Mr. Custer, You Better Not Go. You better not go to the Little Bighorn. It's not going to work out. It's funny, man. It's really funny. Life is funny. Life is full of twists and turns. And speaking of twisting and turning, we'll talk about healthcare in a little while, and we'll have a few chuckles. In the meantime, let me give you... We'll give you an old 50s song. This was when we used to put straws in Coke, but it was the cola, and it didn't go in the nose unless the bubbles backed up.
gonna come over, and you'll meet my folks just so steady. You are my best love. You are my best love. You are my best love.
A couple of footnotes. One, the Star Spangled Banner that you heard, that music was played by the band and the original cast of World War II. And it's on a vinyl record. It's from a vinyl record. And if you listen to the scratch marks, which may be annoying, there's 47 of them, and each one represents 8,000 Americans who died in World War II as quickly as that scratch was made. And their legacy to us was a free country. And we are pissing it all away. So having said that, there's another issue that jars my preserves. And that is all these phony politicians walking around with this cliche. And I think the next guy that I hear say it, I'm going to stuff his mouth with toilet paper. We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. You know when the last time that irritated me? Joe Liverwish and Al Bin Gore were on a party platform campaigning against Bush. And after they made that statement, there was a guy in the Hindu Kush named Bin Laden who said, "I'll teach you about the strongest nation on the face of the earth." And he did. Okay? So having said that, be careful how you brag, especially if you never served your country. And I see they're going after the rebel flag again. Always divide and conquer. They will turn Jamaican against black African American. They will turn Puerto Rican against Cuban. That is the goal of the Party of Death. The official Communist Party in the United States used to be the Democrat Party. Democrat Party has now moved over to the Republican Party. That's so you got demo camos and demo rhinos. And standing alone, as if it was the Alamo all over again, is the Tea Party. The enemy of Peter the Rabbit King. Peter the Rabbit King. You know, I had reservations about this guy. He just was always a little bit milquetoast when he talked about terrorism, and if somebody snapped at him, he'd back off. And I was right, because now he's working for the demo camos attacking the great Davy Crockett of his time, the Jim Bowie of his time, and that is Ted Cruz. You know, the two biggest enemies of the Party of Death are Ted Cruz and Tim Tebow. Yeah, one for his politics and one for his love of God. You know, the Democrat Party doesn't have a God anymore. You know that. They threw him out at the last convention. You don't believe me, right? Oh, no. Yeah, I know. Because what, Nancy Pelosi told you she was a Catholic? John Kerry told you he was a Catholic? What's that? Chris Matthews, Rasmanjani, told you he was a Catholic? Yeah. Yeah. If they're Catholics, Moses was an Apache. Yeah, give me a break, man. Okay. So, here we are. A lot of people are saying the Tea Party is dead, it's finished. But I got to tell you, as a member of the Spirit of America Party, which is a standalone branch of the Tea Party, we're only taking a nap. Yeah, you know, yeah, senior citizens, we need our naps. We have to save our strength. We only have enough strength for a two-minute fight. But in 2 minutes, man, like my mother used to say, a dynamite comes in small packages. You hear that, Mom? Okay, so the Tea Party is only taking their nap. The Demo Camos team up with the this is a good one. This is late-breaking news. The Demo Camos team up with the Demo Rhinos to pass a law. The Tea Party cannot use the Internet from now on unless they're flogged on. Yeah. The biggest threat to the United States, they got all of the fools looking at the Tea Party. And the communists are coming here in droves. KGB agents are setting up shop all over the country. Arab terrorists are setting up shop all over the country. They're in towns you wouldn't believe. Yes, I come from Boulder, Colorado. I am cowboy. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. Vasis los kimosabi. Oh, man. So, what was I doing yesterday? Between the Giants game, Fox, and the Communist News Network, CNN, I flipped out on CNN. What is it with the CNN Brits? Having destroyed their own country, they now want to do the same thing here? Whatever network Piers Morgan is destroying, they have no customers. I turned him on, and guess what he was doing? He was showing film clips of O'Reilly to get somebody to watch. Oh, man. Yeah, Piers Morgan. Never trust a guy that hangs around Navy boats. Yeah, he's up to no good. Yeah, so having said that, the only one, but the worst is the Al Jazeera wannabes on CNN. The only one missing at this media farce was Daffy Duck. I thought it was cartoon time. Here was the lineup. One woman who looks like she gets thrown out of bars at 3 a.m., even though it takes another hour to complete the mission. A black fellow whose eyes got hateful at the mention of Dick Cheney. Anderson Cooper, the anchor around CNN's neck, who was almost sodomized in Egypt while endorsing the Arab Spring. Remember the Arab Spring? Yeah. What he didn't realize was they sprang on him and a female associate who was not so lucky and did not get away. Then there was a Sanjay Gupta, the faithless healer, who tried to care about a Dick Cheney's heart transplant. They had one conservative guest who was four against one. At least Fox, it's either one against one or two against one. But on CNN, they go four against one. And I felt sorry for the guy because he defended the horrors of the healthcare program against the four real saboteurs. All I know about him is he was good, and he had crazy sideburns down the side of his face. I got to get his name because I got to send him an email of encouragement. So, but when it came to the crucifixion of Dick Cheney, because they turned on the on Dick Cheney, they left him out of the conversation. The woman tried to be compassionate while sticking her fangs into Cheney's main artery. And there was a Brit there who reminded me of, there's another Brit, he's a Scot, and he's a known communist, an admitted communist. And he came here once to testify, and he took over the hearings. And there was a governor, now governor, of a state that was running the committee, and I can't remember, Coleman. His name was Coleman. And he walked all over Coleman with golf shoes on. And Coleman was like a little mouse. He reminded me of Peter the Rabbit King. And this communist got away with putting down the country in front of the people that are supposed to be protecting it. So, called Cheney a warmongering torturer who should be tried in Cambodia by a communist jury. Why go to Cambodia? We have plenty of communists here. Let Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg and Sotomayor hear his plea for mercy. And then I switched to Hannity, the home of great Americans. You know, the left hates that when he does that. You're a great American. They get sick. They actually get nauseous when they have to turn on Sean. They got to have a bop bag at their side. And as soon as they hear, you're a great American, they get violent. Yeah. So let's see here. Switch to Hannity, the home of great Americans, and there is a great patriotic vice president talking about going to work with 5 heart attacks and 24 hours left on his old heart. Somewhere out there is a family whose loved one's heart beats within Dick Cheney. How great the spirit of America is, the gift of life in a nation that stops of 4,700 baby hearts a day. We will never get our country back idolizing media terrorists like NBC, nothing but communists, the CBS, the communist BS system, ABC, always a big communist, NPR, the national prancing radio, Bill Maher, the PLO dancer, David Letterhead, and John the Monkey Stewart, plus communist porno wood. Every movie has a communist subliminal message, as does Born in the USA by Comrade Bruce Springsteen. Everybody from the CNN Soviet puppet show should have been on the 88th floor of the Clinton Towers at 8 a.m. on 9/11/2001 debating waterboarding and overseas phone call listening. There would be no reason for Gitmo if there was no one left to bring there. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Okay, I'm going to give you a tune. I'm going to order a bottle of champagne. You want to give a tune? You want to give a treat to New Orleans? Welcomes Americans and anybody else. It's a great town to visit, and the people treat you royally. I've never had a bad experience in New Orleans. Now, don't ask me about Naples, Italy. That that's a horse of a different color. But when the girls roll you in Naples, they leave you with money to get back onto the base. They're very kind. But anyway, we're going to talk about a big communist tactic, blame and deflect. And, oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. You know that our boys in Afghanistan are taking a terrible beating. They're covering it up. But we lost four the other day. And that's when the news leaks out. When the news doesn't leak out, you don't know how that body count is climbing. But what I'm worrying about is, you see, with this president can't even get a website up and running. Okay? Well, you imagine what he's going to do when the troops have to start running out of Afghanistan. He's going to screw it all up. And his Pentagon is so busy persecuting Catholic chaplains, they're not going to have time to look out for the troops. Okay? We're in trouble. We've been sissified in the military, and now we're down and out. And that's why I say the next guy that says we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth, man, he deserves a size 12 in the brown. Yeah. But anyway, or a Louisville slugger. What is that one? A clubbing with a size 26 Louisville slugger? Yeah. These guys are going to be abandoned by this president. He's going to give their bodies are going to be a gift to the Soviet Union and to Islam. Believe me when I tell you, he has no love for this country or our people, and he doesn't care about our people, including a pluribus unum people. Okay? If you think this guy is in your corner, I mean, that woman was standing up there about to faint, and all he did was talk about her. He didn't back her up. He didn't reach for her. He said, yeah, she's been standing up there a while. Yeah, Mr. Compassionate. But I'm telling you, our boys are in trouble. Now, if you want to, I'll give you my email address, and you can send me the names of any units that are over there. You don't have to send the locations, because if Geraldo Rivera gets it, he'll just give it to the Al-Qaeda. But if you got, if you know of a unit that's over there, like on my website, the Spirit of America Party radio show, I have a dedication to the last Marine outfit that pulled out of Iraq. And they had asked in a general appeal to the American people, do not forget us. And I said, I will never forget you. And I gave them a slot on my website. So they're there, and they're in formation, and the formation is like the football halftime formations, and it says 9-1-1, we forget nothing. Yeah, and I have a challenge coin that has the Spirit of America Party on one side, and on the other side it says, it's got a picture of the second plane coming into, an etching of the second plane coming into the World Trade Center. And it says 9-1-1, we forget nothing, N-U-T-T-I-N, that's New York talk. And underneath it says, wherever they serve, and all the S's are dollar signs because they're not getting paid enough. They're not getting, I wish I was president for a day. We'd be out of the hole. We'd be out of the hole. Women would never have to pump gas ever again. I'm telling you, we would be out of the hole. And gas would be a dollar a gallon in the United States and four and over in the rest of the world. But for us, we would have a dollar a gallon. I got to tell you that. Every lobsterman would be able to work. Every fisherman would be able to work. Every coal miner would have plenty of coal to dig. And all of the people that the EPA put out of business would be back at work. And GM would have to pay all the dealers that they stole from. And all of the stockholders that they stole from, they would have to pay it all back. And that's just for starters. That's just for starters. I'm telling you, party, the national anthem would be "The Party's Over" by Nat King Cole. Okay, let's get serious here. Big communist tactic, blame and deflect. I got to tell you something. Anybody that starts to talk about Iraq was the wrong war, you know what? They're lying. They're lying. And Democrats lie all the time. If a Democrat told you, it's a lie. Republicans, they got a different problem. You know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get caught stealing? The Republican says, "I did not do it," and the Democrat says, "You cannot prove it." You know the difference between a wounded Republican and wounded Democrats? When a Republican is wounded, he licks his wounds. When the Democrats get wounded, they lick everybody's wounds. Okay, and they're now Democamos. There's no Democrat Party. Harry Truman was the last Democrat. After that, it was downhill, and it was hello, Soviet Union. Okay, a New York Times reporter, Peter Baker, is out with a new book. Did I say New York Times reporter? Okay, right away, it's a lie. Reportedly reveals some eyebrow-raising details about the Iraq war. A senior official from former president, a senior official from former President George W. Bush's administration is quoted in Days of Fire. Bush and Cheney in the White House saying American troops went into Iraq because the U.S. was looking for a fight. Didn't look like much of a fight to me. Yeah, the only reason we went into Iraq, I tell people now, is we were looking for somebody's ass to kick. Afghanistan was too easy. It's not easy for Obama. He's got 2,500 dead, where Bush in 8 years lost 461. He's got at least 51 Americans that got shot in the back by friendly allies, the coalition of the willing. And he's got one who had his throat cut teaching Afghan kids how to play basketball. Yeah, now you tell me about Afghanistan was too easy, and you go back to the night in 9-1-1. If you were anywhere near a TV and you watched the smoke, the Holocaust smoke arising in the air with DNA dust of 2,800 Americans plus 200 unborn babies, all pro-life, who would died with their pro-life mothers. That's a 3,000 count, and that is 200 more than what we lost at Pearl Harbor, which brought us into World War II, which caused us to build the greatest industrial power on the face of the earth. We blacked the sky with planes on D-Day. And we never stopped. We went to four continents, kicked ass in 4 years. We kept the Russian military from collapsing. If it wasn't for spam, the Russians would have starved. Yes, and that's where we lost our country, when we catered to the Soviet Supreme, because they infiltrated the State Department. They infiltrated Los Alamos. And that's why Stalin wasn't excited when Truman told him, "We have to bomb," because he said, "We'll have it in 6 weeks." Yeah, from the same place that you made it. Yeah. Okay. We got a lot to learn about our own country. And you know what? You're not going to learn it in college, because all the professors are communists and left-wingers. Left-wing, to me, is communist. Don't even use the word left-wing. Right-wing, mainstream American. Right-wing, mainstream American. When they use the word fascist or Nazi, they're talking about communism. The only difference between communism and Nazism and fascism is the color of the uniform. They're all one and the same. They destroy God, they destroy countries. So, The above was captured. Now, I told you what this guy said, George Bush, and the night of 9/11, when the vapors that were rising out of the World Trade Center were going to heaven, when those little souls were spiraling up to the heavens, America was hiding under the bed or pooping their pants. We had no idea what was coming next. And if somebody said Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, and who was the inspector that said he didn't? Do you know who the inspector was? Mohammed Baradei from the UN, which is communist controlled. Yeah. Mohammed and Islamic controlled. Mohammed Baradei said there was no nuclear weapons in Iraq. And George Bush said, you know what, I don't trust the UN inspectors. I'm going to send my own inspectors. And that's what he did. Okay? And now they don't want to go to Syria because they're going to find the weapons of mass destruction that belonged to Saddam Hussein. So what's his name? Stalin's son, Putin. He saved President Obama's bacon. Yeah, okay. And that's what the night of 9/11 was like, and nobody knew what was happening next. Every plane in the country and in Europe and around the world could not land in the United States. Not one plane could come into the United States. You don't think that's a crisis? You don't think that's serious? And the first thing that the communists said, the Democamos, led by Hillary Clinton, whose husband and her gave us 9/11 in 1993, and they laughed it off, and they kicked the can down the road. I'm so tired of hearing this expression. It should be kicked ass down the road. They kicked the can down the road, and Bush thought he was going to have a good old time like Clinton had a good old time. And he was sitting in a classroom, and Andy Carr came in and said, listen, a plane just went into the World Trade Center. It looks like a commercial airline. And Bush continued to read this story, and 20 minutes later, Andy Carr comes back in and goes, another plane just hit the World Trade Center. It's time to get out of here, boss. And when they got into the air, they didn't know what to do. They had no idea what was going on. And then they got word of the third plane going down in Shanksville. And then there was rumors that planes that were returning to the runway, Muslims were getting out and running like hell. All kinds of rumors were flying around. So when somebody says Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, and they show you a picture of a mock-up airplane in Salmon Park in Iraq that is being used to train hijackers, what's coming on the next plane? What is it to paint a brown UPS markings on a plane and sneak it into the country with an atomic weapon? Or FedEx? Or Saudi Air? We didn't know what was up. We didn't know what was down. We were caught with our pants down. Think about this. 48 senators and 135 Viet Congress mice voted 40 days before 9/11 to burn the American flag. How prepared were they? But the first thing that the Democrats did in the old blame and deflect game, what did Bush know and when did he know it? Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We've been lied to for so long, we believe everything. So, the above was captured on the communist Huffington Post. First reason not to believe this propaganda is the writer works for the Stalin Times, whose best editor was a communist pupil and teacher, Walter Duranty, who covered up for the KGB and misled stupid readers about Stalin's murder of 10 million Ukrainians. Since before the Rosenbergs got fried for treason, the Times has aided communism from Cuba to North Korea to China to Russia. first communist president has lost the entire Middle East to Putin. Israel is on a death watch, and American spy satellites are protecting Iran. Snowden, the KGB agent, has given the Soviets all this information. Now, I'm watching O'Reilly tonight, and I'm picking up something. In two shows now, he's used the word communist. And when he talks about the extreme left, he mocks the extreme right also. And then he throws out the word communist. But that tells me, I watched him two nights in a row do this. He pulled it on Alan Combs the other day. That's to soften the impact of the accusation communist. Nobody's going to say it. Everybody's afraid to use the word because what did the communists do? As soon as you say communist, they come back with what label? McCarthyite, McCarthyism. Do you know anything about Joe McCarthy? Only what the communists tell you. Do you know anything about the war in Iraq? Only what the communists tell you. It was the wrong war at the wrong time. First they said Bush's father didn't go far enough, he should have went into Iraq, and then they said Bush Jr. went too far. You see, all these Democrats, they should be in plays all over the country as the three little bears. My porridge is too hot. Yeah, we're in trouble. They should all go to work dressed in pirate costumes, too. So, our first communist president has lost the entire Middle East to Putin. Israel is on a death watch, and American spy satellites... Oh, here's something for you. You know, have you noticed that all of the Democrat appointees to ambassadorships in the Middle East are women? What are they saying? What are they saying to gat-chewing Arabs in Yemen by presenting somebody like Kathy Bodine? In your face, Muslim. In your face. You're going to listen to a woman whether you like it or not because we're arrogant, you know? We're not even polite. April Glaspie in Iraq, a Republican appointee, you know, to show partiality, to show parity with the demo commos. Yeah, we'll appoint the woman too. Well, you got a black guy? We got a black guy. You got a Latino? We got a Latino. You got a gay guy? We got a Latino. Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. So Kathy Bodine told everybody when the USS Cole was coming because we were going to show a display of strength. Osama bin Laden went down to Explosives or Us, and he rented a... Notice they always kill us with our own credit cards. They put everything on the credit card. Yeah, what happened to the credit card? It blew up with the guy. Yeah, and they went down and they rented a little dinghy. And then they went out to greet the coal waving. And they put a big hole in it and nearly sunk it and killed about 29 American sailors. Yeah, that was under President Pinocchio Pants, who was making a lot of money at the time. And he was laying the groundwork for money after he was out of office. He did very good. He's a real entrepreneur. He only had a government job. I think he's worth about $197 million. Yeah, he got $100 million commission introducing the president of Kazakhstan to a Canadian businessman. I think he picked up $100 million commission on that. And what did the Canadian businessman buy from the president of Kazakhstan? Uranium. Canada has all kinds of uranium. Yeah. So who was that for? That wasn't for the Iranians, was it? Was it uranium for the Iranians? Oh, listen, don't go too far. You could disappear. You could get cancer. You could get the plutonium in your tea in London. Yeah. You could be one of 47 people connected to the Clintons who are no longer on the face of the earth. Oh, it's all hypothetical. Oh, the press covers it up for them. Oh, what? No. What? What's that? Are you saying a devout Muslim wiped out 47 Americans in Fort Hood? Are you saying that? We all know that's workplace violence. He didn't get a spoon with his knife and fork. Yeah, man, we are suckers. If you go to any, I really get sick when I visit relatives and they're watching NBC. I want to throw up. Or they're watching the Kardashians, you know, the role models, the average American woman. Yeah, having babies in the field. Yeah, they got more husbands than babies. What a joke, man. Well, we have a dog. Oh, don't get me started. I'm really totally. I know a guy that's a real conservative, and he had to stop watching television. I swear to God, he had to stop watching television because he was getting too worked up. And I saw a picture of something through a screen. I don't know if it was a keyboard. Shoved through a screen, and I could just see the frustration of many Americans. You know, the guy that can hurt you the most is the guy that has nothing to lose. And I'm sure we've all had situations where you've run up against a guy that has nothing to lose, and you get very nervous and concerned, and all you want to do is you don't want to fight, you just want to flight. And when these guys from Al-Qaeda come to the malls in the United States, and they have nothing to lose. They're going to paradise. They're getting 72 virgins, 80 with the coupon. Yep, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And you want to know something? We are more wide open today than ever before. And the only lie that you're getting told now is we're ready for anything. Yeah, just sign up for the healthcare program before the next nuke goes off. Because we're not going to pay. Yeah. Oh, what do you have, a 401k? Yes. Oh, the government's going to take a loan out against it. And you know what? Don't worry. Your money's safe. It's with the U.S. government. And no, what, you want a rifle to protect yourself? You don't need a rifle. That's what we have the SS for. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. A generation does not know what's happening. Destroyed by a generation who did know what's happening. So, our first communist president has lost the entire Middle East. The loss of the Middle East to Obama's favored friends is no accident. No one could be that stupid. And he's very clever. And a classmate of his says he is a Muslim. Well, maybe the American voter who thinks they have no skin in the game, the mall murders in Kenya are previews of coming attractions in the USA. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party. And the only thing between you, me, and slavery is a handful of Americans who remember freedom. More tea, anybody? And when it comes to slavery this time, its color is not considered. The communists are equal slave employers. Never forget the demo commos get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield while they close America's monuments. Blame and deflect are their major tactics, and once in a while they pull a blood clot. The two greatest enemies of the party of death are Ted Cruz and Tim Tebow. And I told you that before, right? Cruz for being American and Tebow for being a Christian. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when Christianity is under assault in the land that was built on Christianity. You know we're in trouble. You know we've opened the gates to the wrong people. And the worst traitor is the one who's born here. Cicero had it right. You got to read as Cicero is the enemy within the gates. Savage quotes it all the time. that's a very good quotation. No one was saddled more with a war than George Bush. Never once did you hear him cry it was Clinton's mess. Did you ever hear him blame Clinton? Bush surrounded himself with capable people, while the communists who went to airports to spit on the non-vets they betrayed blamed Bush for the Clinton Towers 1993. It's an old tactic, just like when they killed 59,000 in Nam, betraying them in communist universities like Kent State and communist Columbia. When Bush left, the U.S. was up in Iraq, and now they are out. The Democamos were so bogged down in Nam that they turned to Nixon to save their cowardly asses. 10 minutes after Nixon bailed them out, they blamed him and for all their traitorous mistakes, and the communist media began 20 years of cover-up lies. How can you fight an enemy who is fighting you from behind a screen that you allow to stay up? How can you allow weapons to be offloaded in Haiphong Harbor, knowing that they're going to kill GIs in South Vietnam? How can you allow Russians to set up SAM sites to shoot down American jets and do not take those sites out because you don't want to offend the Russians, but you'll offend the mother who raised her national treasure, not to give his life in a sucker move, but to give his life in defense of a country, fighting with two hands? Yeah, you think about that. Notice, not once have I said the word Nazi. Communists say Nazis to keep you from recognizing their ongoing betrayal of a once great country. The Nazis died in 1945. The other Nazi party, the Communist Party, is stronger today than ever. Jimmy from Brooklyn reminds me that many New Yorkers were pro-Nazi when Hitler signed the non-aggression pact with Stalin. But as soon as Stalin attacked the Nazis, they turned anti-Nazi. And he mentioned the name. Maybe you should Google it and check it out. Bella Abzug. If you Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party in 1962, you will quickly come to realize that they have reached all of them, including seizing control of one political party and the Supreme Court, not to mention grades PK through PhD, PK pre-kindergarten through PhD. For the first time in American history, a dubious president has labeled the Catholic Church as an enemy. Yet in spite of the obvious communist tactics from gun running to declaring war without Congress, Americans are like Europeans at the train station being told to put down their luggage. It will arrive later at camp. The noose is around freedom's neck and getting tighter by the betraying minute. And never forget, drugs are part of the communist chemical warfare program. The more money spent on rehab, the less money spent on adequate defense. Why should religious people have to pay twice for education, once to save a soul and once to brainwash an American child? Why would American people pay a bounty on the 4,700 American babies pulled apart in Democamo chop shops every day? Why would 48 communists in the Senate vote to burn the American flag 40 days before 9/11? Why would 29 communists in the Senate vote no anesthesia for full-term babies being pulled apart, drawn and quartered, little William Wallace's? Why would a Catholic priest be arrested at a naval submarine base in Kings Bay, Georgia, for serving 350 Catholic families? Do we have to amend the Constitution to say freedom of religion except Catholics? The right to bear arms except Americans? Freedom of speech except people who like tea? How about affirmative action for everybody, comrade? What happened to A Pluribus Unum? Who shattered American unity? How can a communist president with a communist staff and a communist media take an aircraft carrier on safari and shut the White House to little kids? How can a president say about Muslims, if it comes down to us or them, I'm with them? How can a communist president say he intends to have a bigger civilian military than the one designated in the Constitution? Does that include Chicago street thugs or all street thugs? How come the Chicago mayor, who says never let a good crisis go to waste, has more black drug blood on his hands and the press is blind? It is not the ghetto that's the problem. It's the drugs. People can live in a ghetto. Why would communists vote to legalize the same drugs that make you poor? I often wondered if you sat down and you made a list of all of the exports that we used to do in our heyday and listed all the exports we do today, what would be on the top of the list? Pornography? Movies? Entertainment? What else? Medicines? What else? Gambling? Yeah. What else? Drugs? Is that why we're legalizing weed? Because we want to export it? We want to get some of that weed action? If the Bush quote is accurate, never trust Politicos. That was endorsed by Politico, the group. Bush lost 461 in Afghanistan in 8 years. And every time a soldier serving under Bush died, 7 microphones were in their mother's face the next day. One question, how do you feel now that your son is dead under Bush? Yeah, but they whisper. Under Obama, the first word deleted from the casualty count of 2,500 was American. They don't use the word American anymore. Obama doesn't have an American army. He's got a NATO army. The troops that were shot in the back under Obama bin Laden, along with those who had their throats cut and legs removed, that's another 40,000. These 911 New Yorkers were classified as NATO troops to be identified later. Notice they don't identify victims until later. Did you know that there's a shootout in Nevada? It was in a school, and a Marine vet took the bullets for the kids. Oh, if he only had a weapon, it would have been turnaround time. Yeah, how sad. And all the communists will be saying, well, it's a shame what happened to that poor Marine, and we have to seize everybody's guns. Why don't you start with the American Indian? Why don't you go to one of the reservations and tell them they got to turn their guns in? Being that you're so concerned about the Washington Redskins. Yeah. Could you say the last two killed in Benghazi were also shot in the back? By Hillary Clinton, who said, who cares how they died? Nasty, too. Who cares how they died, whether it was a couple of college students out for a walk with a what? With a mortar platoon? You screwed those two bastards because they were witnesses. You screwed them to die. They were witnesses, and you didn't want any witnesses. The cover-up team fed the communist media lies, and the terrible three, Admiral Lemon, who said, we'll never fight Iran. Yeah. Dumpster Dempsey, who never goes to the battlefield, only to hearings and dinners, and Judge Piccaninny, Judge Piccaninny, yeah, who gave Obama a clean bill of health. Yeah, not counting communist leprosy. Let's not forget Leon DeLemon of Pinheta, who shouted, "We can't go in guns a-blazing," not knowing the layout. You should have thought of that, Leon, before you ran out on the U.S. Navy SEALs. But now that we're back to abnormal, the first issue of the day is the murder of 50,000 Mexicans by the Mark Rich Bagman, Attorney General race card holder. 2,200 guns killed a lot of people. You know, that's enough to equip four regiments of fighting troops. And narco-terrorists, and John McCain doing Ted Kennedy impersonations, and Linseed Lowman Graham is everywhere but South Carolina, and Peter the Rabbit King surfaces just in time to play, "I'm against terrorism if they don't leave me alone." Ted Cruz for the Rhinos. The only stand-up guy in the Senate, Ted Cruz, and his only crime is doing his job. Match McConnell, he's a flag burner of record, by the way, along with Fred Thompson, the conservative. Match McConnell took a $2 billion payoff, and goddamn him. Match only votes communist when the Queen of Diamonds tells him to vote a Democrat. Hello, Madge, why don't you play a little solitaire and take a walk and jump in the lake? Yeah, that's from the Manchurian candidate. And there's a guy named Aaron Klein. He broadcasts from Tel Aviv because he's safer over there. And he blows the whistle on Obama bin Laden all the time. And he did a book, The Manchurian. I forget what he called it, but it's a takeoff of The Manchurian Candidate. The Manchurian Candidate, yeah. Match McConnell took a $2 billion payoff for a dam. And now who was the guy that helped him? Was it Harry Reid? I believe that John Boehner, I think he had made his deal a month before the final crisis. I think he had already cast his lot with the communists. And then we have the inquisitor of Latino kids and stuttering judges. The Latino kid is Elian Gonzalez that everybody forgot about. And Jeb Bush was the governor at the time and didn't have the culones to stand up and protect the kid. You know why? Because it would hurt his political career. I don't want guys like that. That's why I believe one term per termite. You get in there 4 years, and that's it. That's it. So they sold out. Bill Clinton sold Elian Gonzalez for future favors from the Castro brothers. And Schumer also went after a stuttering judge named Estrada. The guy was brilliant. He had one speech impediment, and Schumer used it to destroy him, to mock him. Chuck Heinrich Schumer, dirty deed counselor who squeals child murder is settled law, who also has sissy fits on airplanes when the nice lady asks him to turn off his cell phone. Chuck has a staff infection of 120 employees, none of whom have to have that crappy Obama health care. Every time I see Godfather 1 and the Don in the white suit raiding the grocery store cash register saying, "I just want to wet my beak a little bit," I see the new improved Communist Party of Death. And then the Don put his worthless Democrat nephew on the grocery owner's payroll. I can't wait until De Niro turns the hall light out. Sadly, De Niro and Matt Damon, along with most of Hollywood, are demo camos. Joseph McCarthy was a saint compared to these talking tools of communism. We lost our country and we will not get it back. As sure as Janet Napolitano bought 1.8 billion hollow point bullets for Tea Party control. The next time some lying U.S. hater tells you flag burning is freedom of speech, reply, so is spitting on your mother. And when they lie and tell you drugs will be good because the weed party can now tax and control it, remind them that once they set the prices, the Mexican exchange will beat them by 40% tax-free and delivered. Never forget all those who ever OD'd started with weed. Just see Chapter 1, Spirit of America, Party Book, Drugs Suck. And I'm sure I'm not the only one with a relative that went into an early grave, thanks to drugs. I go to the cemetery. I see the ages. And if you want to really see how drugs works, go to an emergency room on a Friday night. And just sit around and see what comes in. Or go to a police station on a Friday night and sit around and see what comes in. There's a book called Red Cocaine. You should read it. And now we come to communist health scare. When we were free, we had the patient, the doctor, the insurance company. And then the tax junkies made a grab for 18% of the economy because they can't pay their bills. My rule is the more people near the register, the more money goes missing more often. Now we have the patient, the doctor, we still have the insurance company, and the don in the white suit, a.k.a. the party of death and taxes. What did we get? Nancy Pelosi, who never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei, she says, sign it and we will find out what's in it after. Did you ever buy a house that way? When you bought your house, did you know what was inside? Reports say the Democamos paid between $265 million and $665 million to open Obamacare website to sign on to and enroll in the Party of Death. GoDaddy can give you a domain name for $9.99, a website for $35, and handle all your action. But we have a glitch government, and baby Einstein tells us that the Apple people have a glitch too. Yeah, but their computers are not made of bamboo. Pandas love bamboo. That is who is typing the message, computer down, try again in 2018, but pay the fine now. The good news is quietly today Obama slipped a $1.8 billion to Pakistan as long as they don't release the doctor who got bin Laden. Obama owes him $25 million reward money. And the bad news is Obama bin Laden has three more years to wipe out the USA. And one day, there's a guy now saying that the stock market is going to go to half and that the real crash hasn't happened yet, that the crash of 2008 is not the real crash. Get the book by Diana West, American Betrayal. Stock market is doing good as long as the printer keeps printing. And my definition of a communist, anyone who hates or hurts my country. The strong must always protect the weak, especially babies. What constitutes a baby? When the sperm penetrates the egg, the soul says hello. That's jackpot. Three Liberty Bells, straight across. I'll give you a tune. And being we're talking about babies,
I'm
How many American babies are murdered every year in the United States? 1.2 million. Do you know how many immigrants come into the United States illegally to take their Social Security numbers? 1.2 million. Okay. We got 6 minutes left, and I got 6 minutes of talkie time. This is called Obama Scare. Phone rings. Operator answers, Obama scare, search engine room, Glitch is speaking. Voice says, hi, Glitch, this is your president. Glitch says, President Bush, how are you? Voice says, no, stupid, this is President Obama. Oh, hello, sir. President Obama asked, how's the computer website going? Glitch says, oh, great, sir. We're right on schedule. We kicked it up a notch when the $665 million came in. President Obama asks, where are you at this point? Glitch says, we're building the computer and it's almost finished. We just need two more 4x8 sheets of plywood and another box of nails. Then the electricians come in and install a 12-volt light bulb. President Obama asks, what's the light bulb for? Glitch says, that's for the backup. What backup? The generator bike. That's almost complete also. We got the pants band to prevent Gupta from getting his socks caught in the pedal gears. The good news is the backup system can serve at least one fax machine in the event the faxes start to bleed when Gupta pulls a calf muscle. Do we have a backup for Gupta? Yes, sir, Mrs. Gupta, but she's not as fast as Mr. Gupta. Is she reliable? As long as she's not driving the pedicab, she had to take 9 part-time jobs after her affordable insurance company raised her rates due to preconditions, varicose veins, and gout. But thanks to you, Mr. President, she's still covered for athlete's foot. The only exclusion now she has to worry about is workplace violence, like your doctor at Fort Hood. Yeah, and they brought this other guy in, Al Libby. He's in traffic court. Yeah. Congratulations, Mr. President, on getting Al Libby and trying him in New York traffic court. And he's not even a drug dealer. Listen, Gutfield, or whatever your name is, I'm taking fire here. You get that Obama scare program up and running by tomorrow, or Chuck Schumer will pull you a green card. Before these people sign up, remember, they first have to sign up for our party of death and taxes, whichever comes first. And then you can enroll them. Keep a dollar for yourself and send the rest of the money to Henry Waxman. Remember, he knows karate. Waxman on, Waxman off. So don't try any funny stuff with that dollar I gave you. Now, how many people signed up so far? Glitch says, 9, including the cat. President Obama, if anybody asks you, you tell them 9 million. But, Mr. President, that is against the law. You saw what Eric Holder did with 2,200 guns and 50,000 dead Mexicans. You want some of that? No, sir. Remember, any Tea Party terrorists or Catholics try to enroll, put them on hold and play Tico Tico. Definitely do not allow Ted Cruz or Tim Tebow to file. Yes, sir. What about the members of your party and those rhinos in your party? They won't be signing up. They have a special gold plan. Obamacare is for the other jerks. What about Mr. Trumka? Don't worry about him. He has a different package. Got to go, President, Mr. President. Joe is back with the nails and an umbrella. What's the umbrella for? The sprinkler system, the mainframe is on fire, but not to worry. We have carbon credits. Good news, sir. The web page is still up. Did I spell S-I-S-T-I-M-B-I-Z-E-E right? Yeah. And now we got 2 minutes left, so that calls for a tune. And should we do? What should we do? We could do Who Do You Know in Heaven?
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? In your sweet smile and paradise, tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Zero. If you know anybody that's serving overseas in a hot spot, and you want to cheer them up, or you want to send them an excerpt of this show, you can download it from a Blog Talk Radio, and you can send it over to them. But if you don't want to do that, and you want me to do it, I'll be glad to do it. All I need is an email address to get it started. And I'll be glad to send you anything that you want. And if they want to pitch a bitch anonymously, I can create that scenario real easy. And I'd be glad to serve those who serve. It would be my honor. So, dear Lord, protect our troops tonight. Bring them all home safely. They got a lot of love they got to get. And to all you guys out there that think you're forgotten, you're not forgotten. There are people that have gone before you who are watching you right now. And they're rooting for you. Good night, folks.